Doge cancels lease for Obama Presidential Library. By Hannah Knudsen on March 6, 2025. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has canceled the lease for the Obama Presidential Library in Chicago, according to reports. DOGE included the library, which is currently in Chicago's Hoffman Estates, in its extensive list of federal lease terminations. However, the library was already scheduled to close and move to a new location, so the termination of the lease may not have any meaningful or major impacts. According to Fox News, the DOGE website did not provide a timetable for the closures, although an ARA spokesperson told Fox News Digital the Hoffman Estates Library was scheduled to close in late fiscal year 2025 and move to College Park in Maryland. The government's FY 2025 runs through September 30, 2025. There are about 25 million unclassified paper documents at the Hoffman Estate building, according to NARA's estimate, and they are currently being digitized and will be available in digital format at the Obama Presidential Center when it opens. Under the 1978 Presidential Records Act, NARA gets custody of all presidential records and artifacts when a president leaves office. The news comes as DOGE continues to boast of major taxpayer wins, some of which President Donald Trump listed off during Tuesday evening's address. "Just listen to some of the appalling waste we have already identified," Trump said during the speech, listing off several examples of how the federal government has wasted U.S. taxpayer dollars. $22 billion from HHS to provide free housing and cars for illegal aliens. $45 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion scholarships in Burma. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants, Trump said. "Nobody knows what that is," triggering laughs in the chamber. $8 million to promote LGBTQ++ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of, he added. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender, he continued, reminding Americans that this is real. $32 million for a left-wing propaganda operation in Moldova. $10 million for male circumcision in Mozambique. $20 million for the Arab Sesame Street in the Middle East. $20 million for a program. $1.9 billion to recently create a decarbonization of homes committee headed up, and we know she's involved. Just at the last moment, the money was passed over by a woman named Stacey Abrams, Trump said, listing more bizarre items as well and promising that it is just the beginning. Related, Trump mocks Democrats for DOGE derangement syndrome at Congress address. DOGE's work has resulted in $108 billion in taxpayer savings thus far, according to its latest data.